Matt Newman, who edits all my films, we've been working together for the last 5 movies, and he has rarely worked with anyone else, so we're very incestuous together. And Matt and Cliff, who came the third part of the team on Drive, we're like the first people that talk about what I would like to do and kind of idea behind it or whatever kind of pop up in our conversations. If I call up and say, Cliff, hey, I want to do a movie about women, he goes, okay. And you know, then it becomes about musical inspirations, and then I'll start writing the script. Because we also, Cliff also knows my wife, so has worked with her, so there's a very familiar territory between us. And then he reads the script, we talk about the script in terms of a musical point of view. And then I start shooting, and because I shot in LA, and Cliff lives in LA, it's very easy to constantly communicate. And I had done a track list of music that we would play on set, music that would inspire the movie. And then I cut the movie at night at my pool house, so Matt would be staying with us, cutting away in the pool house, and then I would come and watch the evening's stuff. And if Matt ever called during the day and said, I think we need this or need that, I would always listen and say, oh, okay, so we need an extra close-up of something or whatever that, you know. It's about that you have those few people around you in the technical side where it's like you know that we all kind of share the same vision. And then editorially, Cliff is the first person to see anything. And I also showed Elle a few scenes. And then Cliff and I start talking about music. And Cliff has 100 questions. He always usually asks, what happened to the script? And I go, oh, it became something else. And then he goes away in his laboratory and comes back with this music that just makes the movies better.
What does your laboratory look like?
My laboratory is pretty much a darkened bedroom.
Awesome.
The latest piece of equipment in my studio is the Brookstone bed wedge.
Oh.
Because I've been working on my laptop in bed a lot with earbuds. That's kind of what it's a very isolated endeavor. I don't have any great stories about working on the set because I have very limited interaction with other human beings. But but the Nicholas and Matt three-headed monster, we would usually in different cities. I came to the pool house a couple times. And but more often than not, Nicholas involved Matt more than most directors I've worked with, so we were kind of a three-headed monster. And usually Matt was in Munich.
Yeah, Berlin.
Nicholas was in, yeah, somewhere over there. And Nicholas would call me from Skype in Copenhagen. Matt would get on Skype and we'd have a three-way. And that's...
the virtual world.
Yeah. So... yeah, there was kind of a lot of interaction with the music editor, Matt Newman, more so than most films I work on.